this is Bob Larson with your MarketLine report for Monday, March 25th. Well, Midwest flooding pushes wheat prices higher in Friday trading. From the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Virginia McGathy.
Wheat was also higher. Flooding seems to be hampering some of the shipping there. We know that they also reached their objective for the forecast, for the USDA forecast. So we're just having trouble moving it around because of the flooding. And the funds are still short, so the scramble hasn't been on yet to do any short covering to move this up higher. But right now, we're kind of like stuck in this channel. But we're going to see that this bomb cyclone that did go off here in the central plains of the U.S. could be affecting our markets until, let's say, May. And if we're having trouble getting any of the grain in the ground until May, you can see that there's going to be quite a bit of volatility ahead.
Chicago May wheat prices closed Friday down a half point at 465. May corn was up 2 at 378 and 3 quarters. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for March ended the day unchanged, ranging from 590 to 630. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for March were down 2, ranging from 620 to 635. DNS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for March were up 1, ranging from 682 and a quarter to 697 and a quarter. Live cattle for April were down 17.5 cents at 129.82. 2.5. March feeder cattle were up 22.5 cents to 143.10, and March Class 3 milk was unchanged at 1503. From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Market Line Report.